The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah beginning on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, continuing over here on Lamed Ches, talks about the mitzvah of Birchus Kehanim. The Gemara here goes through the halachas of Birchus Kehanim. The Gemara mentions that there's a halacha of Nesias Kapayim, that Birchus Kehanim has to be with the hands, the arms raised. The Gemara says, Tanya Yiduch Kais Avaruch Hu B'Nesias Kapayim. Atayim B'Nesias Kapayim, Oyeni Ola Shalei B'Nesias Kapayim, Nemer Kan Kais Avaruch Hu V'Nemer Lahalon V'Yisa Ayer Nesiyad Ola'on V'Yivarchem, Ma'al Halon B'Nesias Kapayim, Afkan B'Nesias Kapayim. So we learn from Aaron HaKoyin, when it says in Pasha Shemini, that he made Birchus Kehanim B'Nesias Kapayim. So too, all Birchus Kehanim has to be B'Nesias Kapayim. What is, first of all, when is the Nesias Kapayim supposed to happen? So there is a machlekes about this. When is a person, the Kohen, supposed to raise his hands? So the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Ches Yud Zayin says, L'divrei HaKohen Mevorchim Koidim SheYisu. First you make the bracha, meaning you finish the bracha, even though we turn around the middle of the bracha from Mizrach to face the Olam. That's the minhag hamakubal. But Dr. Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Nesias Kapayim does not happen until after the bracha. Why? He says, Shenesias Kapayim the Iker Mitzvah Satayra. Because it's a chelik of the mitzvah. He even calls it the Iker Mitzvah. In fact, we talk a lot of places, because Kanim is called Nesias Kapayim, in Shulchan Aruch, Lamashul. It's called Hilchus Nesias Kapayim. It's a Iker chelik of the mitzvah. Ay Bazoi, we have a halach of Birchus HaMitzvah, Ay Velasiyosan. He says, so before you do the Nesias Kapayim, the actual raising the hands, you should make the bracha. Don't pick up the hands first, and don't even pick it up in the middle when you turn around. You should make the bracha first. As they zok the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Meiri over here in Saita, and also Megillah Daf Chaf Dalet is mashman now like this. His lashon is poishtenetz ba'isayim umagbim yideim k'neged k'seifaseim umivarchin. It sounds like first you do the Nesias Kapayim and then you make the bracha. And there are achrayim who say like this also. The Das Torah brings this, and the Kaf HaChaim. Some sfarim say that's the minig. I think it could be that the minig is that people make the Nesias Kapayim in the middle of the bracha when they turn around. That's what the Paiskim say about this. Okay. Now the tzura of Nesias Kapayim. So there are kamim and hogim. Kamashitis, how exactly the hands are supposed to be held. So the Mechaber says, Kuf Chaf Ches, if you'd base, Makbim Yideim Keneged Ksef Hesein, Makbim Yad Yimonis Ktsas Lamaila Mehasmonis. The right hand is a little bit above the left hand. Upashtim Yideim, arms, hands are stretched out. Vecholkim Etzbo Hesein, you split, you separate your fingers. But how do you split it? He says, Mechaber Nimlas is Hey Avirim. You make five spaces, and each hand you put together, besides the thumb, the other four fingers. You keep together the let's say the forefinger and the middle finger, and you keep together the ring finger and the pinky. Keep each of those two groups together, the two within that group, but the two groups themselves, you leave a space. Again, let's read the Mechaber. So between the first two fingers and the second two fingers is a space. Between the forefinger and the thumb is a space. And between one thumb and the next. Okay, however, the minhag hamakubal, I think right price can say, is that the space between the thumbs is that you connect, you touch the two thumbs at their tips, the right one above the left one. But often that the space between the two thumbs is between the thumbs and your body. Not like the other four spaces, which are away from your body. A little bit hard to explain it without looking at a picture, but I think it should be moving that the four spaces between each group of two fingers and the thumb on each hand, that's four spaces, those are spaces going out of away from the body. The space between the two thumbs is a space going next to your body because the two ends of the thumbs, the two tips, are touching. That's the Pash the Pshat, the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskin, that's the Iker Minig Hamakubal. However, there are several other Minhagim that certain Paiskim, certain Kehilas are Naig. Just mention some of them. And Fashtaitzach, for anybody who doesn't have a specific Minig, should follow what we just said until now. That's the Iker Hadin. First of all, very simple, the Mekubalim who say, this is brought in the Magen Avraham, and the Goyin also passes like this, the Maaser Av, this is what the Goyin did. I mean, it wasn't a Goyin, but this is what he passed in. They hold that there's no putting fingers together. All the fingers are separate from each other. In other words, let's say you try to stretch out all five fingers as far apart as they go from each other. And the two hands don't touch. So it's very simple. You just put out your hands straight out without any touching. The palms are down, just like according to the Shulchan Aruch, but it's just completely stretched out. So there's this shita doesn't hold of the whole Hey Avirim, which is what the first shita was based on. The shita Al Pi Kabbalah doesn't hold of that. So again, this is Al Pi Kabbalah, the shita Sagoin. This is not the Ungenum Naminik. Okay, there's another interesting minhag, which is that it's similar to the Shulchan Aruch, but instead of connecting the two thumbs at the tips, you connect the two thumbs at the joint, at the knuckle in the middle. So that the space between the thumbs is similar to all the other spaces in that it's away from the body, not coming closer to the body. This shita, this derech is from the Yaitis, is what he holds. Now we mentioned before the machlek is the Shulchan Aruch and the Mekubalim. There are those who want to make a pshara between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mekubalim. This is from the Nemuki Arachayim from the Munkacha, and also the Mekor Chaim from the Chavis Yoreh says this. They want to say it like this, that Taka spread apart all the fingers from each other, but make a greater space between the two middle fingers than you would make between the other fingers. But I think that the Taka, none of them are touching, so you makayim the shita mukabalim, but you're showing the chamisha avirim because you're putting a greater space between the middle finger and the ring finger than between the other fingers. That's a shita. Hashayit of the obvious horror on this is that it could be in happening makayim any of the shitas, or more mistaken that you are being makayim mukabalim because of course you do have all those spaces, but to say that you makayim shulchan aruch like that is not so pashut. So I don't think this is a minig that's very nachut, but again, if somebody has such a minig, that's the mocker of that minig. There's another minig that some svadim have, that they don't even have the hands straight out, flat, horizontal. They have the hands up, vertically. This is brought in the Kavach Ayin, Sifkot Ayin Zayin, Sifkot Pei, Hashem Desire, and the Arizal. I saw brought that the Arlatzian, Chelik Beis, and Sis Kapayim Perakhes, he says that Kain Noegin Lemaisa. I don't know if that's Makubal Bechal by the Sfaradim, or just he was saying that there was such a minig on Kapanim, but for Shteitzach, that's not a minig that anybody should do unless they have it. So again, the Ikam Minig is like the Shulchan Aruch says, and there are various other minhagim over here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.